Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, It's Never Too Late to Sleep Train is a Parenting and Child Sleep Guide by pediatric sleep specialist Craig Canapari, MD, written for families dealing with bedtime battles. Repeated night wakings, early morning rising, and inconsistent sleep habits, the book argues that effective sleep training is not limited to infancy. Its central purpose is to show parents of babies, toddlers, preschoolers, and school-age children that better sleep can still be achieved with a low-stress, practical approach. Rather than relying on rigid or contradictory advice, the book focuses on habits, routines, sleep environment, and behavior patterns that shape how children fall asleep and stay asleep. It also recognizes that sleep problems affect the whole family, not just the child, and that parental exhaustion often reinforces unhelpful patterns. The result is a science-informed guide designed to make sleep change feel manageable, realistic, and adaptable to different ages and family situations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why sleep training is still possible well beyond infancy. A defining idea in the book is that families do not miss a narrow window for improving sleep. Canapari explicitly broadens sleep training beyond the newborn and infant stage, making the book especially relevant for parents of older toddlers, preschoolers, and school-age children who are often excluded from standard sleep advice. This matters because many sleep struggles are maintained by learned patterns rather than age alone. If a child has become dependent on a parent being present at bedtime or during night wakings, the underlying habit can still be changed. The book therefore reframes sleep training as a behavioral process, instead of a one-time infant milestone. That shift lowers the sense of failure parents may feel and replaces it with a practical message. Poor sleep can improve when adults change the cues, responses, and routines surrounding sleep. This makes the book distinct from guides that focus only on babies or present sleep training as something that must happen early or not at all. Secondly, using routine and predictability to reduce bedtime resistance. The book gives major emphasis to routine, because predictability is presented as one of the most effective ways to reduce anxiety and resistance around sleep. Children generally respond well to a consistent order of events, and a stable bedtime pattern helps them understand what comes next. That understanding reduces negotiation, delay tactics, and emotional escalation, especially in children who repeatedly ask for extra attention at bedtime. The book also explains that parents often reinforce problems without realizing it, especially when they respond differently from night to night. A consistent routine helps interrupt that cycle by making bedtime less dependent on improvisation. This is not just a matter of comfort, it is a behavioral strategy. The child learns that sleep follows a reliable sequence and that the process does not change based on protests or repeated requests. In practical terms, this kind of consistency can make the evening feel calmer for both child and parent, while also creating a structure that is easier to maintain over time. Thirdly, fixing sleep associations that keep children waking up at night. The book explains that when a child falls asleep only while being rocked, held, or attended to, those same conditions may be required again after normal nighttime awakenings. Since brief awakenings are a normal part of sleep, the problem is not waking itself, but the inability to return to sleep independently. This is where many family sleep struggles become self-perpetuating. The book treats the parent's response as part of the pattern. If every waking leads to the same intervention, the habit becomes stronger for both child and parent. Canapari uses this insight to help families see why some comforting strategies can accidentally prolong the problem. By identifying the difference between helping a child settle and creating dependence, the book provides a more precise way to think about nighttime behavior. That is a useful contribution because it shifts the goal from preventing all wake-ups to helping children link sleep cycles without requiring the same external support each time. Fourthly, practical tools for curtain calls, bedtime passes, and limit setting. The book is notable for translating sleep theory into concrete behavioral tools. One of the most practical examples is the use of reward systems, including bedtime passes, to manage curtain calls or callbacks, where a child repeatedly leaves the room or asks for more attention. These tactics work because they set a clear boundary without turning bedtime into an open-ended negotiation. Instead of simply telling children to stop, the book recommends giving them a structured way to make limited requests and then reinforcing compliance with a small reward. This approach is effective because it is both firm and developmentally understandable. Children are not expected to instantly tolerate every frustration. Rather, they are given a contained choice and a predictable outcome. The emphasis on rehearsing the bedtime routine in advance also shows that the author sees behavior change as something that should be planned, not improvised in the middle of exhaustion. This section of the book stands out for its practicality, since it addresses a common family problem with specific steps that are easy to adapt at home. Lastly, designing the sleep environment and ruling out health problems. The book does not treat sleep as purely behavioral. It also emphasizes the importance of the child's sleep environment and the possibility that medical or developmental issues may be contributing to sleep disruption. On the environmental side, it recommends keeping the bedroom quiet, dark, and free from electronic devices that can interfere with sleep or trigger nighttime alertness. The point is not simply to make the room nicer, but to reduce stimulation and keep the conditions consistent across bedtime and the middle of the night. On the medical side, the book recognizes that problems such as illness or other underlying conditions can complicate sleep and should not be ignored. This broader lens is one of the book's strengths because it prevents parents from blaming themselves for every issue and encourages them to think systematically. Good sleep often requires both behavioral change and attention to context. By combining these perspectives, the book offers a more realistic framework than guides that focus only on extinction methods or only on sleep hygiene. It is especially useful for families who want guidance that is both practical and medically grounded. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents and caregivers who are worn down by repeated bedtime conflict, fragmented nights, and advice that has not worked because it was too narrow, too rigid, or too focused on infancy. It will also be useful for pediatric professionals and sleep consultants looking for a clear, behaviorally informed overview of common childhood sleep problems. Its main value lies in the combination of empathy and structure. It recognizes how exhausting sleep problems are while still giving families concrete tools they can actually use. Compared with many sleep training books, it stands out for addressing older children as well as babies, and for treating sleep change as a habit-based process shaped by routines, environment, and parental responses. The result is a book that is more flexible than one-size-fits-all, cry-it-out advice, and more actionable than general parenting discussions about sleep. Readers who want a science-informed, low-stress, and age-spanning approach will find it especially relevant, because it focuses not just on getting a child to sleep, but on building sleep habits that are realistic and durable for the whole family. If you would like to support Craig Kanapari, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.